Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Mr. John Cota.
Yes, who's calling?
Okay, John, how you doing? This is Mike with Huff and Mazer. You were
Hey,
just
hang on just a minute. Okay.
for
Okay,
sure.
go ahead. Yeah.
All right, sir, so how's your day coming along?
What now?
I said, how's your day coming along, John?
Oh, so far good.
All right, good to hear that. So, John, I'm calling you from Huff and Mazer, and you were on our website probably about 5 minutes ago, and I think you
Yeah.
were looking for a good fit app development company for yourself that could bring
Yeah.
you. Okay. So, tell me
Now,
more
you're
about
in
it.
Florida, right?
Yes, sir. We have an office in Florida, and our main office is based in Illinois, in Skokie, Illinois.
Okay. Here's what I'm looking for. Basically, essentially, I guess it's going to be a. Obviously, I have built. I've written a book, and Amazon's going to publish it, and so forth and so forth, about heart disease and cancer. The number one and number two causes of death in the world. And essentially, I have a version. It's a chart that they fill out, and instantly it's a. I inherited heart disease from my grandfather. I didn't know that until I kind of developed this. I knew I had it. I knew I had open heart surgery. I knew I had coronary artery surgery. I knew I had 10 stent surgery. I knew all that. And I said, where? And then I understood that I remembered my aunt had atrial fibrillation is the problem. But so I developed a system that indirectly they fill out a chart, and it's so obvious it's amazing. About 80% of my family have died from my grandfather inheriting in the 1800s AFib heart disease from his father. And it's coming, it's a genetic problem, basically, is what it's coming. But
You're right. So most of
until,
this, yeah, sorry.
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to add that, most of these diseases are, inherited and,
Yeah, genetic. Yeah.
genetic, yeah.
Cancer, especially. Cancer and heart disease, both. Yeah.
That's
Well,
right.
I figured out a way that if they buy this, if, right now it's a fold, it's a chart that they fill out, and I use pen, I red pen to mark. Basically, all I did was call 18 of the members of my family. Hey, and the youngest is 51 years old, and he just had a heart attack, a stroke, and has a pacemaker issue. So I understand that it's a genetic problem, and that's what cardiologists these days can help families, entire families, including grandchildren later on, avoid having heart attacks and cancer, obviously, if I know it's genetic, there are things we can do about today that couldn't have done that when I inherited it way back. So essentially, I have a chart, and the chart works perfect, but if I need someone to help me take that chart and convert it into a smart app, a smartphone app. But the problem, obviously, is there are two kinds of smartphones out there, right?
Android and
Android
iOS,
and
yeah.
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So, but essentially, I know it can be. I'm pretty sure it can be done. I certainly need. But the real key is also if I need servicing. I'm trying to go around the world with this. In England, they have huge heart problems, and they're finding ways. And here's how this works for me. The older people that don't deal with smartphones very often, right? Sending texts and so forth can use this chart because it's like indirectly a kind of a little coloring book because they just make red check marks in certain areas. So that's how it's solved. But there are people around the world that also younger people, I guess we're talking about a younger generation, that mm-hmm. would prefer to use smartphones. Does that make any sense? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. John, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I lost you for a moment. Okay, so could we look at the chart together? I mean, is that something that you'd like to share with me? Because I think essentially that's going to be translated into a mobile application, right?
Yes, yes. Now, I just filed for patent pending, so I could send you I'd take a picture of the chart. You know, that probably it's the chart is it's a two-sided chart. It has my wife, my history, medical history of heart disease and strokes and cancer.
Right.
But I don't have cancer, but that's good. But it also has on the back side of that same chart my wife's. Here's what happens if my wife had genetic problems with heart disease. You know who's going to get it? My kids and my grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. I mean, it goes on. It will never stop. So that's what I'm working on, and I want to see if it can be made into a smartphone. The problem is there are people all over the world that have two different kinds of phones now, right? The Apple phone and the Android. Is that right? Can you hear me?
Well, I lost you on the last thing you said. So there's three kinds of people you said, right?
Well, no, two kinds of phones. Would we have to build an app for both phones, or how is that going to work?
Okay, yeah. So let me tell you a bit about that. So usually when you build a mobile application, we build – you know, our company, at least, we build an application that's going to be compatible with both the Android and the iOS. So how this works is that the framework that we use to build this application, that's going to be compatible with both. So that essentially means that we build one application, and then using off of that, we can, with the minor changes, with some changes, we can get this application to be working on the second kind of platform as well. So both of them can be covered with a single code and a single framework.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, do you also, in other words, somebody has to manage the information. You guys do that too, obviously.
Okay, that's also a good question. So there's two things there. One is that the more obvious interface is a mobile application. But we usually do an admin panel for you guys as well, right? And admin panel means that most of the things on the application, including the content, including, the number of users and how the users interact with the application, all of that could be managed by yourself using the admin panel, which is going to be just like a website. So if you are tech-savvy enough to use a website, let's say Facebook or you just came to our website today, so I know for a fact that you're savvy enough to browse the internet. So we're going to give you an admin panel that's going to allow you to maintain your application yourself. And then on top of that, we're going to be available with you throughout the process as well, right? So even when the application...
I'm going to be a salesperson.
yeah.
I'm going to be out on the road making a lot... Basically, here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're going to sell this system to every insurance company in the country. Here's why that's going to happen. They'll pay us. They're going to print the book and so forth. They're going to do this because what do you think they want us insurance company, life insurance company, for me to do? Pay premiums.
Yeah.
If I don't pay premiums, they don't get any more money. They're gone. So we're going to offer that to the insurance companies in the country, and they'll print it, and we'll get some money. But there's thousands and thousands of insurance agents that sell, and they will be able to take the position. We're going to offer you this free, and that's going to increase the value of that company, and they'll never leave it. So
that's a fantastic idea, and
it'll
exactly
work.
The kind of target audience for this kind of application.
Absolutely, in England has a huge problem. The world's number one killer of men, women, and children are heart disease and cancer.
That's right, sir. Unfortunately,
so,
yes.
All right. Well, I can send you a picture. I can get as much as I can on my smartphone and send you a picture of that. It's a pretty simple concept, but I think senior citizens, I'm talking about my family, senior citizens probably don't know how to use a phone app, but the young people will and do. Does that make sense to your company?
Well, not sure about the last part, John.
Okay, here's what I said. Young people understand apps, and they can build their families by making phone calls. It comes with a 20-page book, and everything's covered. I've done all that. But essentially, young people will probably prefer to use the app, and the older people that are senior citizens, they wouldn't know how. I probably wouldn't know how. I will if we build it, obviously. But so let me have your email address and your name again, and I'll send you a copy of what I'm working on.
Right. So, yeah, you could you send that over to me right now as you're on the call, and
I've got a gentleman here that's doing a little work for me, but let me have your email address, and I'll send it to you. And then
sure.
You can give me a call back. All right. What's your email?
It's going to be Mike, as in M-I-K-E.
Okay.
.Smith, as in S-M-I-T-H.
Wait. Mike.net, right?
No. Mike.Smith. Mike Smith.
Yeah.
Right. It has a period between in between the two names, right? So Mike.Smith@HoffmanMazer.com.
All right. Let me get the Hoffman fast out. All right. What?
Okay. Let me slow down a bit. So I'll spell this for you, right? So it's Mike.Smith. I think you got that part right. Now.
Yeah. And
after that, it's at the rate. Hoffman Mazer. Sir, you have an at in the email?
Hoffman, all right, how do you spell that part? Hoffman.
Yeah, Hoff as in H as in Harry, O as in Oscar, F as in Foxtrot, F as in Foxtrot, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha,
okay.
Z as in Zebra, O as in Oscar.
Uh-huh.
R as in Romeo. .com.
Okay. All right. I'll do that for you. And your number again, I'll put it down.
Yeah, that's going to be 408.
All right.
746.
746. Okay.
3290.
3290. All right. I will get that for you as soon as I solve this one little problem. I've got somebody here working on the house. So, now where are you located?
Are we based in Illinois, in Skokie, Illinois? And then we have an office in Florida as well. Where are you based at?
Right outside of Atlanta in Gainesville, Georgia. I live on the lake here. Yeah, I've worked with a company in Illinois, Chicago. I can't remember that name. But, I'll get this as soon as I can, and we'll follow up with a phone call. Because it makes sense, and it's a worldwide problem, and the insurance company is going to be a perfect example. Let me give you an information about me. Yeah. I ended up with, had four bypasses. I had carotid artery surgery, 10 stent surgeries, and one other thing. And 13 years ago, I'm talking about all this happened, and I didn't know what was going on or why, but I joined Planet Fitness. Do you know who that is? That's an organization. It's an exercise club. Since I joined that 14 years ago, I have not had another surgery. Well, the reason I understand insurance companies is because insurance companies support Planet Fitness all over the world, United States. And they just sold out for $20 billion.
Right.
So the answer is, if I can help people live longer, and especially kids and grandkids, see, if they don't find out that thing, that genetic problem, and in my case it was atrial fibrillation, if they don't find out that it's there, it'll go on and on and on. Right now it was three generations in my family. So I'm trying to save the kids that are going to be coming. All right, well, I'll quit talking about it and I'll get you some information.
Oh, no, that's all right. I think it'll make better sense once we look at the chart together.
Yeah,
and that way I'd be
now,
able to
the chart,
wrap my head
obviously,
around.
Yeah, the chart is something that, and here's why we need both. Chart probably makes more sense. Unless we can figure out a way with a smartphone to print, that's going to be a problem, I think. Mm-hmm. How do you print out something that would be, say, maybe 8? My chart is 11 by 16. Anybody can read it. It has every member of my family, cousins, sisters, everybody. So you'll get a small portion of that, but it'll have every member in any family. And basically you're following back on what happened. My grandfather was 1800s. He ended up inheriting the heart disease from AFib. They were from France, and he inherited it, and we got it. So genetically it's been running in my family. At some point with a smartphone, somebody has to print that out. I'd like to print it out, be able to print it out with Amazon. Do they print anything larger than 8 by 11, 8 by 10?
Mm-hmm. Are you asking me or?
Yeah. I wonder how smartphone, basically, you could take your phone in there, but they couldn't see everything, right?
Yeah, I mean it's a standard screen size. So if someone wants to print it, they could do it for any size. But smartphones have a standard size, and once we design the app for you, before we get into the development, we'll make sure everything fits within that screen. So for example, if you have any kind of calculations right now in the chart, those are going to be built in as algorithms within the application. So you wouldn't see them. But when you enter the numbers or you input the numbers, it's going to give you the output exactly how you get it from the chart.
Right. But here's what I do right now. I go to the nearest Office Max, and they print out this chart. And seeing is believing in this case. In other words, I had no idea that this disease had been running in my family. Until I had it, and I figured, trying to figure out a way, what is going on, and I go up to Office Max, obviously, and now, of course, I have them printed from a printer, but I can have that thing printed because 11 by 16 they do.
Yeah, so I mean,
on a smartphone, I've got to print it big enough that somebody will see it. But I'm talking about the doctor. Basically, what you're doing is you're going to your doctor, your own doctor, no matter where he is in the United States, and he'll look at that and he'll know what he has to do to put together a comprehensive medical plan for them for that family to avoid having both heart attacks and strokes and cancer. It's the two different doctors. One's a cardiologist and the other is an optical, whatever they are. So I'll send you this, and if you guys are interested, give me a call back. I'm John Kuda, Johnny Kuda.
Right, so you send me the chart over, and we'll look at it together. I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
When do I do that?
Okay.
Do I do that in like 15 minutes?
Well, yeah, maybe 20, but I got to go out there and see how he's doing. All right,
sir. Take your time.
All right.
All right, I'll speak to you again. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.